Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Just remember how excited she was at the Brit Awards last year because she didn't win pretty much everything. That was Duffy and Mercy.
Scott Mills.
Hello, good afternoon. We are backstage at the Brits until 7 tonight on Radio 1. Thank you, Greg. We're in our backstage area, which is looking pretty good. It's actually a lot plusher than I remember from before.
It was a bit like a cupboard last year, wasn't it?
I don't remember it being this kind of posh in years gone by, but it's nice. Still got the sofa that was the scene of the Will Young and David Hasselhoff incident this time last year. So we're here until 7, bringing you everything that's happening as the preparation for the Brits carries on. We've been here for a couple of hours and we've been watching the rehearsals happen. They pretty much all finished now because it's gone quite quiet on the stage. So I think everyone's done like the final rehearsal and then the next time they do it, actually be on the TV tonight. We saw some of the rehearsals earlier, which are my favourite. They have to rehearse absolutely everything, obviously, for the TV show about 3 or 4 times. And obviously, some of the stars weren't here. So the people from the crew who work at the Brits have to pretend to be the stars. So imagine Peter Kay's on stage and he says, now to present the next award, it's TV's Nick Knowles. And then the camera finds some old cameraman bloke in the audience who is pretending to be Nick Knowles. Then he comes on and goes, hello, I'm Nick Knowles. The winner for Best British Female is... And then they also make it up, because obviously no one knows who the winners are yet, is Minnie Mouse. Then it all gets very surreal.
She won loads this afternoon.
Minnie Mouse won loads of awards this afternoon. And then some woman from the crew comes up and accepts the award for Best British Female as Minnie Mouse. It's all very strange. But it will fall into place by the time you see it on TV tonight. Also, Fern is doing some bits for the TV. She's doing all the interviews with the stars after they've won. So far, I think she's just generally milling about backstage and catching as you can. So far, we've seen her interview Lady Gaga, Shirley Bassey and Cheryl Cole, and they were all the same woman, wasn't it? Nice production, lady. Anyway, I hope you're all right. Send us a text. Let us know where you are. 81199. Any questions you want us to ask people at the Brits? What's going to happen is, well, your guess is as good as ours because the one that doesn't speak is just kind of...
He's just eating the posh cakes from the other radio station.
Eating posh cakes. He's also sat in the corner taking very important calls. And every now and again, he's like, OK, they're coming in. Interview now. So we don't know what's going to happen in the next 3 hours, but it's going to be fun. So make sure you stay with us.
Podcast.
Right, a few texts. Mick and Ads are already enjoying our coverage of the Brits. Nothing's actually happened yet. Easily pleased, I like that. In their van. Liam in Marlborough. Hello, he says, did you see the gigantic Brit outside the main entrance?
Yes.
Yes, I did. We'll be having a go at nicking that later.
I was going to say, that is the one we have to take this year.
Also, there's one, right, if you go just right and then left out of our little shed here.
By Florence's spare harpists.
Yeah. Right, there's
They've
one
got
there.
Their own room. She's got that many harpists.
The harpists have their own room.
And Robbie's brass, extra males.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, and they've got massive ones in there, like really big tuba things.
So it says Robbie Brass, extra males.
Yeah.
Brilliant. OK, well, near there, I think that one is easier to get hold of than the one near the main entrance.
Is it as big?
Yeah, everyone's going to be seeing the one at the main entrance, so that's the one we target later on, all right?
OK.
Listen to Scott on Radio 1. We're at the Brit Awards. Kesha should be on the phone now in our hotel. Oh, hello.
Hello.
All right, now you're live on Radio 1. Do not swear, because I know what you're like.
Potty mouth.
Yeah. I have a potty mouth sometimes. I'll be really good on my best behaviour.
Okay, it's only going to be like 2 or 3 minutes of your life. Just don't swear.
Okay, I'm going to try really hard.
Okay, so you're getting ready for the Brits. What's happening?
I'm putting on like glitter all over my body. And I'm picking out what sweet Dolce & Gabbana thing to wear.
All right, are you in a hotel?
Yeah.
In a fancy hotel?
It's pretty nice. I like it.
Do you have more than one room?
No.
Oh.
Do you have like
not
a loungy bit?
I do. It's like just one really big room.
It's a big suite, isn't it? It's not just any old double room.
Is there a kettle?
A kettle?
Yeah.
What's a kettle? Like for making tea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there like shortbread?
Shortbread? No.
You don't even know what
that is. There's no bread in sight. Okay.
No, like a biscuit selection.
I don't mean like a loaf of bread. Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so you're in your big room in your hotel. How many people are attending to your every need right now?
One, two, three, four, five,
Seven name people. Them. Do you know all of their names?
No, don't do this to me.
Can they hear me?
I hope not.
I really hope not, because now they know that you don't even know what their name is. I like that.
No, somebody just came in with a bunch of jewelry, and I need to recheck.
So you've got something to wear, I take it?
Yeah, I have to say it's pretty cute, I think.
Okay. Like today, did you wake up and know already what you were going to wear to the Brits tonight, or was it a case of like having to pick out something from a selection of four?
No,
or five?
I had a few ideas. I really wanted to try to wear a cape, but instead another surprise for you guys. And right now, I'm kind of in the process of tying stuff in my hair, like feathers and anything else I can find.
Okay. So, what have you done to your hair today? Have you just kind of? Because sometimes it looks a bit like you've just kind of like washed and gone.
No. I try not to wash it too much. Yeah. It's part of the scheme. But I did, this lovely, lovely woman has made it look kind of like I'm not homeless, because sometimes I look kind of homeless.
Oh, well, okay, that was a nice way of putting it. and you're coming here in quite a cool car, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's the same car that I have at home. So they're just trying to make me feel at home.
Is it the one from your TikTok video?
Yeah, it's this beautiful gold van.
Are you bringing the man that was in the video as well, the woman in the shorts?
I need to find one tonight, so you guys should help me.
So you're on the hunt for a man at the Brit Awards tonight?
Yes, a bearded one, a fat one.
A fat bearded
man. Who's fat and bearded in pop?
Do I?
Okay, well, we'll search one out for you, don't worry, leave that with us.
Okay, think about it.
So the video for TikTok, that is your car, is it?
Yeah, that's my car. I, definitely spent many, many nights in that car. I love that car.
Really? and does it have the number plate Barry, like in the video?
Yeah!
Yay!
You should have bought Barry. He looks fit in the video, in the shorts.
Oh, gross. That's a friend of mine. That's this guy, Dirt Nasty, who's a rapper. And I definitely, hillbillied him out for the role, because I like kind of, hillbilly men with mullets and beards.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for you. I think there's quite a few here in crew and stuff.
I've already seen loads, but they're mostly in the crew.
Oh, that'll work. I'm not picky.
Would you do a cameraman?
She said before when she came on the show.
What?
You said before, last time you came on the show, that you snogged a member of the crew once to try and get you in backstage somewhere. You've got previous.
Yeah, I've definitely been there, done that. I mean, I thought he was in the band, but he was just a roadie. Yeah. Okay, get this. So for the Brits, I got a diamond put in my mouth.
A diamond in your mouth?
I had a diamond drilled into my tooth.
Oh.
Yeah, that was cool.
Now, I've been through my fair share of dental work in my life, Kesha, but that sounds like another whole level there.
Well, it's very pimp, if that's what you mean.
Well, you need to show me that later.
I will.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll look forward to you coming in later. We'll speak to you in the car, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll call you. Apparently, I'll call you and bother you guys again.
Have you got a massive minder? Is that true? What's his name?
A massive what?
Minder, your bodyguard.
Oh, yeah. He's terrifying.
Do you know his name?
Yes.
What's his name?
Dave.
Okay, I need to make friends with Dave, because he apparently is the hugest bloke you've ever seen.
Yeah, he's massive. I wouldn't mess with him.
No, I'm not going to.
I censored myself.
That was really good.
Good work.
I've no intention of messing with him. I just hope he gets in the car.
No, he'll fit. Fairly, but he'll fit.
Okay, well, we'll speak to you in the car. Speak to you later on.
Okay, cool. See you.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. You're listening to BBC Radio 1 at the Brit Awards 2010. It's Scott. Right, I've gone a little walkabout. I've come out from the Radio 1 shed. I'm now walking past, in the backstage area, the kind of bar where all the stars chill out. Fully stocked bar. I can see Robbie Williams having a chat with somebody at the moment. And if you imagine, the lighting section in a department store, that's what I can see right now. There's just loads of different styles of lights hanging from the ceiling. And the little bit where Fern will interview people for the TV later on. A little white sofa area, which is very nice. Much better than last year's theme, in my opinion. It all went a bit country and western last year and smelt of cows and stuff. Look. I've got JLS's room here, so if we knock on... Oh, sorry.
Hi, Arise. Hi. Can I come into your room, please?
Of course you can come into our room.
Thank you.
But it might be a very messy room.
I was going to knock, but... Hi, Marvin. I'm now in JLS's area. Aston, JB, hello. You're live on Radio 1.
Hello.
Yeah, you're not wrong about it being messy.
Do you want to come and join us?
Aston, have you just woken up?
Yes.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Did you have a little power nap?
Yeah, all powered up now and ready to rock and roll.
Okay, so, well, there's a lot of clothes. There's some... Can I sit here in between you? Some donuts. I'm good for the donuts, thanks. Marvin's eating some fruit. And you're next to Jay-Z. How does that feel?
Yeah, Mr. Jay-Z and his band. They're, Marvin's actually been, you know, rapping along to all his songs all morning, just trying to obviously convince himself that he's gonna, you know, get on one of Jay-Z's tracks and have a little feature, but I don't think he's gonna get a 16 bars, to be fair.
See, these walls are like wafer thin, so you could easily, right, just knock on that, couldn't you, and just go, alright, Jay-Z?
Well, that's the thing, you know, obviously, you know, the boy's not a good arm at rapping, so, you know, for me and, you know, Jay-Z to maybe have a little battle, it's not really a big thing.
I think it's
for
very
us.
Important for Marvin to share his lyrical skills with Jay-Z, but he hasn't done that yet, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, this is probably, like, this is one of the closest times you're ever going to get in your life, do you know what I mean? He's a few metres away,
exactly,
so Marvin,
exactly.
So I think it'd be rude to miss the opportunity.
That's what
so, what's going on? Have you rehearsed and all that, or rehearsed up?
Yeah, we've done the, we've done the dress run, which is really cool. And now we're just trying to get... We've got a bit of downtime. We've just had our hair cut.
No, we're just trying to get some sleep, Scott, but you actually just came and barged in.
Massages and facials and... Rishi's had his nails done.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really, show me your nails, Arise.
She said she wanted to put gloss on them, so I thought, yeah, put a little gloss on them. Maybe they'll shine out from the stage and everybody can see it on TV.
You've got gloves on,
haven't
you?
No. I just got shiny nails.
Are you wearing gloves for the performance?
No, I will not be wearing gloves in the performance, and I will not be given any more information away about what I'm wearing for the performance.
All right, then. Now, were you here last year, were you?
No, we had another show to do. We wanted to come, and obviously Alexandra came last year, and Ale had invited us down and said, oh, you know, come down and stuff. We went to the after party, but we didn't manage to come to the awards, which was a shame, but we're here now. So, you know, we're very, very excited. We're very, very excited.
I just saw Kasabian in the nail bar, which was quite weird. I mean, you'd expect Arise to be there, but not Kasabian. Do you know what I mean?
You know what, we got here this morning, and, like, we've been here since, what, 11:30? And all we've done is just been pampered by women all afternoon, which is, like...
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. The girls are like, you know, do you want a massage? Yep. Do you want a head massage? Yep. Do you want your nails done? Yep. Do you want this? Yep. It's like, it's just great, you know.
Like, you could almost miss your performance and just have a sleep, couldn't you, by the time all that's finished?
Do you know what? You know, I think it's such a great vibe backstage that I think we could get very, very comfortable. I see you've got your shoes off already.
Yeah. I'm not wearing shoes.
Infectious. Yeah. It's infectious, man.
Yeah, it is quite chilled. I saw you having a look at Cheryl's rehearsal earlier as well. That looks good.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and?
She looks incredible, as usual.
Who else are you looking forward to meeting, bumping into later on?
I just met two of the girls from All Saints, Melanie Black. I remember I had a big crush on her when I was a kid. Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. Gave her a kiss on each cheek.
We met Lily Allen earlier.
Oh, yeah.
She had an interesting T-shirt on.
Very interesting.
Basically, I opened the door and we was having that health and safety chat with the guys about our performance tonight. Health and safety, big clue there.
Yeah.
But, I opened the door and basically she was standing there and it was a T-shirt and it was like... There was the front of the T-shirt was cut out and it was like netting. So she had nothing on underneath this T-shirt, and I thought it was a picture of...
Of someone's boobs.
Of someone's boobs, basically.
But it was actually hers.
Until she kind of stepped to the side and moved, and I went, oh.
The picture moves.
You want to see Marvin's face when we saw Lily Allen's boobs.
Yeah. Suddenly.
Because we got the same stylist, and I know she done it deliberately. She came in here just to see what our reaction would be. Because she came in, and we had this cheeky little grin on her face. You're right, Lily? She said, yeah, you're right, boys. And she's there.
Yeah.
And I was trying not to look at her boobs, obviously, but they were there on show.
I initially thought it was a T-shirt of just boobs, but then when I saw it move, I realised it was actually Lily Allen's boobs.
Amazing. Maybe she'll wear that on stage.
They were nice.
Okay, good. And is there anything that you've kind of... it's a bit sparse in here. There's lots of like clothes and stuff everywhere, as you'd expect from pop stars. Is there anything you demanded to be in here, especially? There's a bit of bamboo over there.
I requested some honey and some lemon.
Okay. And what about these lights? These IKEA style lights?
No, they were here when we moved in.
Oh, were they? All right, listen, boys, have a fantastic night tonight. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is Radio 1 at the Brits 2010. We've already spoken to Kesha and to JLS, and we've got some more stars courtesy of Greg James on the red carpet coming up. Hello.
Hello.
Well, that was quite quick. You got it quite quick.
Wow, I feel really windswept.
Are you all right?
I was on a taxi bike.
Are you?
I felt like wondered James, what had happened to your hair. I thought it was a style, but it's no, just
it's always,
the wind.
Always that bad. I feel like James Bond.
Yeah, have you been on one of those before, those taxi bikes?
That was my second time.
Quite scary.
Yeah, really good.
When the bloke, because the bloke can talk to you in your ears. I've been on one once before, and you're just holding on to this bloke, and he's going, can you hear me? And you're like, yeah, I can. I'm really scared. It's okay. Just relax with me on the corners. And that makes you not relax at all.
Oh, my God. Does he say, like, lean to the left?
Yeah, lean to the left, lean to the right.
To me, he just said, can you stop squeezing my hips so much? Because I was panicking. So my knees were just going...
They are scary.
Was producer Sam on your bike as well?
She was on a separate, but we were racing. We were racing through London.
And all... There's another pop star on the hotline. It's all right. They've sorted it out. So you're going to go onto the red carpet. Sorry about that.
No, it'd be good. I'm looking forward to it. It's inside anyway.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
It's just undercover because I was outside earlier and I saw all the people, like loads of members of the public have queued up to see all the famous people. And they were getting pizza ordered. And like the pizza delivery man were like coming up and in the rain going, yeah, 2 Hawaiian. Oh, yeah. I'll sign for that now. I thought that was an amazing idea.
I'm looking forward to it. I've had my first slagging off of the evening so far. Someone looked at my jumper and went, a bit blue, isn't it?
Well, it is blue.
Well, it knows. You look a bit blue tonight.
Who said that?
Oh. Just an unnamed person.
Was it a famous person?
It was someone called Claire.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Claire.
You've got to be nice to her. She's lovely.
So Greg's going to talk to people as they arrive. You need to look out for Kesha in a gold car.
Okay.
With a really massive minder bloke called Dave.
Big Dave.
Who can only just fit in the car.
Big Dave. Big Dave. And when he turns up, let us know, all right?
I will do.
Also, obviously, it's tradition that we don't ask them the normal questions. I mean, you can ask, you know, are you looking forward to it? And are you excited?
When's your album out?
When's your album out? And what can we expect from your performance? And what are you wearing? You can ask all that if you want.
I won't ask that.
No, but, you know... Throw in a few curveball questions as well, which is where our listeners come in. Mm-hmm. We've done this for a few years now. 81199, if you'd like to text us, and any curveball question that you wouldn't expect us to ask a celebrity. Anything you want. Don't make it rude, because obviously we can't ask those. But anything a little bit strange that they wouldn't be expecting at the end of an interview, send it in to 81199. Are you seeing what I'm seeing on the monitor at the moment?
I wasn't sure what that was.
I think that's someone's performance.
Right. We have a monitor, which is what's happening on the stage, which is just kind of round the corner, the main stage.
I think that's Lady Gaga's performance.
Where our shed is. And it appears to be a man hitting a microphone...
With a torch.
With a torch. Oh, they've stopped now.
That must be the opening ceremony.
You were about to take a picture of that, weren't you?
He just did a bow and said thank you very much. So it was obviously part of an act.
I declare the Brits open.
Open! All right, Greg. So we'll speak to you on the red carpet in a bit.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Just seen Robbie Williams.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I missed... Right, I've waited my whole life to meet Robbie Williams, and today I thought, right, it's going to be my one and only opportunity maybe to see him. And actually, I was walking down the corridor with a massive box of something that was making me really stressed, and then the girl I was working with said, there's Robbie, and I was like, oh, I missed him.
Now, we can mention the Jenga that we've got. When a pop star comes in, what we're going to do is we've got the massive game of giant Jenga, so anyone who comes in has to pull out a stick, and obviously other wooden... Tower
Tumbling,
games
yeah.
are available. Are there others available apart from Jenga?
Yeah, probably.
And whoever makes the tower fall down will be the subject of mass ridicule for a very long time. So, and I think we have our first person who's going to play.
Vanny!
Ah! Dizzy, how are you?
Hey!
Grab a microphone.
Nice to see you.
This is Becky. Dizzy Rascal, how are you?
What's happening?
You all right?
You've got to speak really close.
Yeah, speak nice and close to that mic.
Nice and close. What's happening?
That's it.
So,
whose cake's this?
Did you want a cake?
Oh, sorry, I stole a bit of the icing, but feel free to eat the rest.
Yeah, man, I'll take that.
We've got loads. We've got cakes galore. We've got
well,
everything.
We haven't. We stole them from the radio station across the way. But
oh, yeah.
They've got better hospitality than us, but we're the better radio station.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, how's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, I'm all up top ready for tonight. Yeah.
I saw a little bit of the sound check earlier with right. Florence.
Flomo.
And lots of harps.
Lots of heart, yeah.
And you in a suit, get yeah, that?
There you go, I'm in a suit right now, man. That's the new Dizzy Rascal, man. Suit it up.
All the time?
Yeah, pretty much. For the cameras, anyway.
Okay. Who else have you seen so far this afternoon, middle about?
Just talking to Kasabian quickly.
Yeah.
I see Cheryl Cole's performance, a bit of it, looked like that.
She was amazing.
Ah, yeah, she was amazing. Yeah. She was amazing. But yeah, I saw Jay-Z. He weren't there, but like the show looked good.
Right, let's talk about the bloke that was pretending to be Jay-Z.
That was classic.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
I think they should have him on there.
But what happens, because Jay-Z hasn't graced us with his presence yet, obviously they had to go through the whole dress rehearsal and they right. had to do his song with Alicia Keys. And he wasn't there. So describe the bloke that was playing Jay-Z for me, Dizzy.
I don't know, he could have been from The Sopranos or something. I don't know. He had that Italian look about
him. But he had that sort of, he was swaying in times the music. Like,
it was kind of in time. It was kind of in time.
So what are your plans for tonight? Obviously, you've got the performance, and then are you going to go for some
prize? Trying to pick up an award at some point,
yeah, I know
whether
that,
it's mine or not.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading some stuff earlier in the week saying that you're quietly confident about this.
Yeah, I'm quietly confident. That's it, man. Quietly confident. If I don't get one, I'm taking someone's. That's the I'm confident about
we
that.
Tried to nick one last year. It didn't go too well.
No, don't do that.
No.
You've got to be thorough with it, man. Take me with you next time, innit?
I was about 6 foot, like one of those big ones out the front, so.
Oh, no, we'll leave that alone. I'm just happy about, I mean, being here as an independent artist for a start and having these nominations and that. It's a good look.
Obviously, the album is up for British Album. You're up for solo artist.
Right.
So if you don't get it, or any of them, are you going to kick off like Kanye West?
Nah, I'm not really going to do that.
No.
I'll take it in grace, man. I'm here. I've got to perform. The song is actually going to go on a download for charity afterwards. So it's all good calls. Auctioning the suit as well that I wear. Yep. So it's all good.
Excellent. So now it's just a case of waiting, isn't it?
Exactly. There's a lot of waiting around. That's the music industry, you know, all day long.
What's your backstage area like?
It's all right, man. It's pretty cosy. It's all right. Loads of nice people. But I see Lady Gaga in her headpiece. That's something to see.
Yeah. She's got massive, immense... Have you seen her yet?
No.
Massive, massive, like, headgear and hair. It's huge. Dizzy, the best of luck for tonight. For
thanks a lot, mate.
Dizzy Rascal, everyone. On Radio 1, it's the Brits 2010. Let's play Taylor Swift and Love Story. Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast. And here's actual Robbie Williams. Hello.
Actual Robbie Williams in the house.
How are you?
Very, very well. Very relaxed. Loving being backstage and bumping into Kasabian and Lady Gaga and Cheryl
Cole. I'm so sorry that I know you poked your head around the door then and I was interviewing Dizzy Rascal. So I'm sorry that you had to wait.
That's okay. I'll wait for Dizzy.
Yeah, okay. So when was the last time you were at the Brits?
I don't know. I think it's about 8 or 9 years ago. Is it not? When was the last time I was at the Brits? Josie Cliff. Rock DJ was the performance. That was like 1997.
She's checking her phone.
97, 98.
She's going on Wikipedia.
I think so. I don't think I've been here in the noughties. You what?
Angels with Josh Stone.
That's got to be like 7 years ago, though, I think.
It's not changed much, has it?
Not really, no. Still the same place.
Yeah. So tonight, I hear you're up for outstanding contribution.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. I might get it.
I really hope you do.
Yeah.
But good luck with that.
The nominees, very, very good list of nominees.
Just me.
Yeah.
And you'll be doing a selection of your popular hits this evening?
Stuff that I've written in the past that I've sung to people that they might know.
Okay, good. And also, will you be taking your shirt off? Because we ask everyone that question. Well, Sting did it.
No, not her, but...
Sting did it.
See, I would do... But I was doing this thing where I don't eat after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I just have a shake, protein shake. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really working really well. And then I discovered the chocolate drawer. There's a secret chocolate stash in my house that they hide from me. And I found it. And that just went out the window. So this month, I will not be taking my top off. No.
Okay. But 2 months ago, you might have done.
Well, about 3.5 weeks ago, I would have done, but I've been, you know, Henry Kelly, I've been going for gold.
Have you?
Oh, I have been so carved.
How many
up.
Bars are you doing a day?
It's not bars. It's like, you know, it's like the Roses box.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot. Let's just say a lot. And it was my birthday, and I got a few cupcakes. I ate them too. So there's no way I'll be taking my top off tonight.
Okay, good. Anyone else you've kind of seen backstage, had a chat with, said hello to?
I saw Nicole Appleton and Melanie Blatt.
It was 1998 again.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Like, 97 called. They want the gossip back.
Yeah.
Who else? I saw Kasabian. They were lovely lads.
Lady Gaga's hair is amazing.
Do you know what? I miss Gaga, but I saw Cheryl Cole and I saw... Who else did I see walking
Dizzy
past?
Dizzy, Florence?
Dizzy Rascal. I've been... Yeah, not Florence. I haven't seen Florence, but I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, and it's good that you actually get to win and you know you're winning.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that calms the nerves a bit.
Yeah. So, not nervous at all about the performance tonight? I think that's a lot of pressure. I would feel pressure. You're last on.
Not one bit. You know, I kind of know all the words.
Oh, yeah.
And if I don't, I've got an auto cue.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't leave anything to chance.
Well, listen, have an amazing night tonight. Thank you
Thanks,
for coming
Scott.
To talk to us.
Okie doke.
See you soon. Robbie
See
Williams,
soon,
everyone.
Bird.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Oh. I was so engrossed in interviewing Robbie Williams, I forgot to get him to take a piece of the Jenga out.
Oh, should I get the one that doesn't speak to do it for him? That's almost the same.
We've got a giant Jenga here, and obviously each pop star has to pull a stick out. A wooden stick out of the Jenga, and whoever makes it fall down, it will. Well, they'll never get over that, to be honest. I was in a kind of Robbie Williams haze there. I just forgot to ask him.
You love him more than I do.
I do love him quite a lot. Mm. So the one that didn't speak has just taken Robbie's out, and everything's fine.
But it always is on the first one, isn't it? Who knocks a Jenga over on the first one?
That's true. He's taken it right out from the middle.
Oh,
as
he's
well.
Got to take one for Dizzy as well.
Take one from Dizzy is because I forgot to ask him as well.
Go on.
It's going well, me remembering to ask people, isn't it? Right, where's he going from?
He's going from the sixth layer down. I say that's quite a risky
sixth
move.
Sixth layer is
Are
risky.
You only allowed to use one hand, aren't you? He's using both hands. He's changed it to fourth layer. You see, on my rules, once you've touched it, you've got to take it.
Yeah.
You can't just pick another one just because you feel like it.
So, Robbie Williams and Dizzy Rascal have scraped through the giant Jenga challenge, even though they had nothing to do with it. The next pop star that comes in, I will remember to ask them, I promise. Otherwise, it's fairly pointless us getting it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg, on the red carpet.
Hello, Scott, in the studio.
What's occurring?
Well, it's early days, so there's not a lot.
Oh.
It's early days, but we've seen Lady Gaga and Lily Allen. And Lady Gaga's hair, I know you keep talking about it, but it is ridiculous.
I know.
She was just about to come onto the red carpet, and then she just diverted at the last second and went sort of into the backstage door, so she didn't do the red carpet in the end. But she was just, her hair is ridiculous. It's about maybe 3 foot high. I was going to go, what do you put in it? What could I put in it? It's ridiculous.
It is like one of those hairs off the olden days where people used to find mice in them, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the red carpet, it does sound quite glamorous, but I'll just set the scene. It's not really red. It's more of a horrible sort of old, like an old school hall brown colour.
Yeah.
And it's inside, quite dingy. There's the world's press are lined up. We've got all the TV stations, the radio people. Those are lights and cameras and people excited going, oh, who's that? Is that Paolo Nutini? And then, you know, it's just a runner. And then there's loads of cameras flashing outside at the moment. I'm not sure who's out there. I might just go and have a quick look.
I quite like it as well that there's different areas for, like, different countries. This is worldwide. Australia have got their own bit.
I know,
Australia's
yeah.
next to Germany. Germany's next to Holland. They're all here.
I just recognised someone from American TV, but I don't know who it was. Some woman. But that's it. That's all the news.
What, some woman off American TV?
Wow.
Yes.
That's wow. better than your umbrella update from earlier.
Well, the umbrella update, and I've got another one for you. The update is there's loads of umbrellas outside.
Yeah, I can see them. I've got a little monitor here, and I can see Dizzy Rascal is now outside. He's signing loads of bits of paper for the fans, and now he's just rushed back in because it is raining and he doesn't want to get his head wet. All right, Greg, I'll speak to you soon.
All right, then.
Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, they're all coming in now. All right, Serge, off Kasabian.
Hey, mate.
How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Do you know what? This time last year, there was no one in here by this time, was there? And
no.
Now we've had Dizzy, we've had Robbie, now we've
nice.
Got Serge. It's all good. It's much better.
Beautiful.
Do you like our little plush backstage area?
It's not bad, actually, yeah.
Is yours
yeah.
better?
It's, yeah, I suppose it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Not by a lot, but it is a bit.
Okay, what have you got in yours, then?
Actually, you know what? Probably just got one more set in. That's about it.
Right, okay. Yeah. So it is pretty much the same.
You were
bigging yours up, and it's actually not any better, is it? Now, I'm going to have a little snoop around a minute, and I've not really been... I've only been to JLS's dressing room. So you've been here for ages, haven't you? Since what time this morning?
We've been here since about 12.
Okay. So is there any way you could suggest that I could look around?
The girls, you might be able to get a tan in Saint-Tropez. There's some girls around there if you want a little fake tan.
All right. Well, I don't think I need that right now. But have you taken any advantage of the backstage pampering?
No, mate. Tom's in there now.
What's Tom having done?
I think he's having his hair washed. There's no showers back here. You know, we've been here all day, you know.
So he's just having a hair wash.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. But you can have all sorts. You can have, like, massage.
Well, JLS had their nails done. Didn't he have a light gloss?
Of course they had their nails done. You know that. So you're performing later.
Yes.
All set for it?
Yeah, yeah, can't wait, actually. It's going to be great.
Did you play yourself in the rehearsal, or did you have someone filling in for you?
We did, actually, yeah, yeah. Well, now I know what to do next time, though. Just send someone in, you know.
It's the talk of the Brits this year. The bloke that was pretend Jay-Z, did you see him?
He was good, you know. I think Jay-Z's going to be in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, if he can't be bothered to turn up for the rehearsal in future, get him on
send
board.
Someone in. I've got a few mates that are back home that are not doing anything, though. They'll be in.
Yeah. Who else have you seen today?
Saw Lady Gaga. That was interesting.
In what way?
Well, she was just sort of milling around, sort of looking really moody, you know, and pushing everyone around, followed by about 15 people.
Mm. Were they spraying scent?
Yeah, you just wanted to push her over, you know what I mean? Cheer up, please. Yeah. Come on.
Please have a smile.
You know what I mean?
The thing is, like, she was here last year, and she was in the backstage area. She was having a bit of a drink, and she was like, I am Gaga. And this year, I can't seem to get anywhere near
her. She probably can't do much with that massive hair that she's got on. She's just got to kind of keep focused to keep it balanced.
It's when you get that ego, man, it all ends, it all finishes.
Listen, will you play our celebrity giant Jenga, please? Are you going to get this? Right. Take the microphone with you.
Yeah.
Dizzy Rascal and Robbie Williams.
Well, see, they've not left me much there.
They haven't really left you much there. We're just going to take a picture of this for anyone online.
Right.
Yeah, they've kind of gone for the middle.
I've never played this game before.
Right, Becca, you can see better than me.
Bang.
So
he's going for one about eight down. He's just poked it through and he's got it.
Bang.
Easy as. No wobbling at all.
No wobble. For Serge, well done. Thank you.
Nice.
Serge, have a fantastic performance tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Take care.
Cheers.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, and we've got Paolo Nottini.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How's things?
I'm good. I'm excited.
You've braved the rain. How was it out there? Did you use one of the Brits' umbrellas?
I think there was one. It was on held up. I just met C6 Steve, so I'm pretty happy.
I saw C6 Steve. Is he a nice guy?
Yeah,
he's all right.
he's very cool, as you'd expect, and he's in his denims and I know.
Actually, for Scott Mills, I think he's actually wearing double denim. Scott,
I love that. I love C6 Steve.
Oh no, what?
No, Scott's on now. Say hello to Scott.
Hello, Scott.
All right, Paolo.
He says all right. So this evening, are you looking forward to what's your look at your highlight? What are you looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to just seeing what's coming, man. Just seeing what happens. You know. Okay.
I've got a question, Greg.
See what comes up and...
Okay, I've got another question for you, Paolo.
If you had to name your daughter after a Top Gear presenter,
If you had to name your daughter after a Top Gear presenter, Paolo, which one would it be?
I don't know. What I'd call it. I don't know. Clarkson.
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, Jeremy Nottini. If you had a son, which one?
Clarkson.
Again, Clarkson, right, two Jeremys, yeah.
Okay, that's beautiful. So the whole Clarkson family. That's from Des in Chichester. Thanks for that one.
Yeah, thanks, Des.
All right. Anyone else, or are we done?
We've got Calvin Harris in a second, but for now, Paolo Nottini, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Have a nice evening.
I'll just keep telling you these questions, Greg. That was a random one.
Yeah, thanks for that. I hate you for that.
But you do know that Paolo Nottini, when he has a daughter, will call her Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah, two Jeremys. The thing is, I tell you what I didn't bank on, is when you're giving me the question, there's a horrible silence between me and him, because he's looking at me and I'm listening to you, and then he's going, yeah, go on, what's the question? Yeah, go on, and I hadn't banked on that, but anyway.
Okay, I'm just going to throw, these are curveball questions from our listeners, and I'm just going to throw them in, willy and indeed nilly, at you, all right?
That's fine, Calvin Harris is nearby, we might be able to get him if you want.
Okay, I would like that. Can you grab him?
He's with Natalie Jameson from Newsbeat at the moment.
Just get her out the way.
Get rid of her.
going. Natalie, I don't mean to interrupt. Sorry, Calvin.
Just say you're live.
Hello.
Just say you're live.
I'm
you're
very
live.
Good. You're live with Scott on Radio 1.
Ah, how are you?
Sorry to interrupt your interview with Natalie just then.
You did.
You don't mind, do you?
Well, no, I mean, it's just you that's going to have to apologise.
Last time I was with you, I was dancing with paint on my hands.
Yeah, that was quite uncomfortable for us both, wasn't it?
It was horribly uncomfortable. Yeah, are you looking forward to this evening, all right?
I can't wait. You know, I'm just happy to be here and looking around, having a lovely time.
Dressed up for the occasion?
A
t-shirt.
It's a good t-shirt, isn't it?
It's a nice t-shirt, a very nice t-shirt.
Can you tell him I nearly came to his gig in Phuket in Thailand 2 weeks ago, but I couldn't get a ticket?
Scott Mills just wants me to tell you that he nearly came to your gig in Phuket a couple of weeks ago. He was in Thailand.
Oh, nice to go all the way to Thailand and not make the effort.
But he couldn't get a ticket.
I couldn't get a ticket, I couldn't get in.
He couldn't get a ticket.
It wasn't sold out, it was about 2/3 full.
Oh, really? There you go, it wasn't even sold out.
That's not what they told me.
What a gig, great gig. Should have come. Should have come,
he
could
be
my hype man. Stand there and get the crowd going. I've seen a Scott Mills DJ set, it was amazing.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's seen you, DJ.
Oh, no. Tell him I'm sorry. Okay, do you cut your toenails round or square? Oh, from really? Susan in Salisbury.
Just a quick question, Calvin.
Yeah.
Do you cut your toenails round or square?
Oh, round when I can.
Ooh.
But I think on the big toe, I think I need to square it off because I can't get in that little bit in the corner.
If you do a round on your big toenail, it can ingrow.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
That is true.
I'm doing it right then.
Yeah,
you're
doing it right.
That's all. You can get back to the entertainment news if you want now.
Right. Thank you, Calvin. Sorry, Natalie, for interrupting your interview. Greg, I'll speak to you soon, all right?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You're
all right.
Hello, this is Radio 1, and that was Lily Ellen just saying hello to the one that doesn't speak.
Hello, the one that doesn't speak.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so well.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, right, you have really shocked JLS earlier.
Why?
With that T-shirt you were wearing. Talk me through that, please.
Well, should I show it to you? Where's
yes,
the
please.
T-shirt?
The T-shirt that Lily was
we
wearing
put it
earlier.
Away. It's a really silly T-shirt. Yeah, no, it's at the hotel. It's basically a T-shirt with a box on the front of it, so
right.
Doesn't leave much to the imagination.
No, they were like, I can't believe it, we actually saw them and everything. Bless them. Right,
they didn't seem like they were looking.
Right, well, they obviously disguised that very well, because they described it in great detail to me. Anyway, so here we are at the Brits.
Nice breasts.
Yeah, they really did.
Good, okay, cool.
That was like at the top of our show. The first interview we did, they're like, Lily Allen's got great boobs. So,
yay.
Right, where's this Michael Jackson chair that I've
That's
been hearing
it,
about?
Yeah, look,
right.
All these silly things. Apparently, I mean, do we believe that?
Right, did you not ask for this then?
Don't be ridiculous. Why would I ask for Michael Jackson's children's chairs? Where would that even come from in my mind?
Well, why are they in your room then?
I don't know. Go and ask Cheryl why she's got, you know, all cream stuff. I don't know. Did she ask for that? Maybe.
Okay. So
apparently,
you've got,
Lady Gaga's not got a neon duvet. I'm slightly, yeah. Jealous, maybe?
I like your kind of bobbly rug thing.
Yeah, that's good.
And I do like your kind
Should of I do describing? Because they can't see, can they?
If you could describe.
Yeah, it's green, bobbly carpet.
I just
it's a
said
funny
that anyway.
Chair.
Yeah.
Well, no, you didn't say green, actually. You just said bobbly,
right, cool.
And I think green's quite vital.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's some sort of patchwork, colourful, freaky.
Mm.
Yeah, slightly morbid chairs now because they're owned by a man that we all know is dead.
Well, we don't know that they were his.
We don't know that he's dead.
We know, well,
no, we know that
no,
he's
we
dead.
Do that. So, yeah, so looking forward to later then.
Yeah,
apparently
yeah.
You've got lots of stairs, is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah, I've got lots of stairs and I fly.
You fly?
I fly.
How?
On a bomb.
On a bomb?
On a bomb, on a Zeppelin bomb.
Okay.
It's glittery, and I land at the top of the stairs, and then I try and make my way down them, and I probably will fall.
Have you had lots of people having to give you a health and safety chat?
No, I haven't.
All right.
Which is odd, because I'm doing something that's quite dangerous.
Yeah. That is a bit odd.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Maybe okay. Someone wants me dead. I don't know.
Also, I noticed you're opposite Lady Gaga.
I know,
oh,
and
no,
you know what? I had a dream that she was really mean to me here.
Right. When was the dream?
It's like 3 nights ago.
Oh,
and
right.
Sam, my boyfriend, said I woke up in the night like in cold sweats and he was like, what's wrong, what's wrong? I don't remember this. And I just went, Lady Gaga was really mean to me.
Oh no, I hope it's not some premonition.
I hope it isn't, because I really love her more than anything in the world and I just want her to be my friend.
Also, I'm a bit confused because
about my best friend.
She's not your... Lily,
I want
she's
her
not,
to be my best friend.
Okay, but she's not at the moment.
Okay.
What are you going to do to try and make that happen before the end of the evening?
I don't know, maybe I'll send her some flowers in a showbiz type way.
Or just put that T-shirt back on.
Good luck with the show. Welcome to Britain.
Yes, yeah, send us some flowers just across the hall.
Yeah,
also,
really
are there two of her? Because the sign
yeah,
opposite
Lady Gaga
you says
one and two.
Lady
I don't
Gaga,
really understand
Lady Gaga
why
two.
That is. She's been around 6 months. I've been here 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
4 years in specialist, darling.
Right. Look, Gaga.
Yeah.
With your big production.
Who do you think you are? Coming in here, nicking our jobs. Right, listen, it's fabulous to see you. You look amazing as always.
Thank you.
Have a great performance. Thank you, the lovely Lily Allen.
Bye.
This is Radio 1. You spoke to Kesha in a hotel room earlier. Where are you now, please, Kesha?
I'm in a gold Trans Am about to pull up. And I'm excited. I hope I don't fall.
Oh, yeah, don't fall.
I hope I don't.
Is it raining a lot?
Yeah, it's raining.
Is your car open top?
Is it what?
Is it, like, open top? Has it not got a roof on it? I'm a bit worried about your hair.
No. That, it's closed. Or else I'd be drenched.
And is Big Dave in there with you?
No, he's not. But you're going to meet him because he'll be protecting me from you and everybody else.
Okay. And also, apparently, I've just heard info that on the back of your car it says... Redneck Love Machine.
Yeah, redneck. Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Did you censor that again for me?
What?
Did you censor the info for me there again?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
but it does, it's an homage to my love of the redneck. I mean, so is the car, man.
Yeah.
Are you having problems parking, or is it all right for you out front?
I think I'm just getting dropped off. You'll hear me. I'll rev the engine.
Okay.
Oh, then what will happen is you'll hear some bloke going, no, sorry, love, wrong entrance. You've got to go all the way around there, actually. It's all the way around the other side of the arena.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hope not.
Well, listen, we will speak to you when you arrive in a minute.
Yes.
Are there people coming up to you going, Kesha! Kesha!
No, everyone's going, Keisha!
Oh, I'm good.
Saying. My name's Kesha! All
right, correct them and just move on. All right, I'll speak to you in a minute. Thank you.
I can't wait to see you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Greg's on the red carpet again.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm with Leona Lewis. Hello.
Hello.
I like your pink shoes.
Thank you.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's really good.
What are you looking forward to most this evening?
I'm looking forward to watching Jay-Z and Alicia Keys and Lady Gaga.
And having a lovely free meal.
Yes. Nice vegetarian meal.
Nice vegetarian meal, of course. And you're hopeful about winning stuff and things like that?
I don't know, really. I'm not sure what way it's going to go. You know, you never know with these things. So I hope to win something, but I won't be sad if I don't.
Ask if she'll have a fit if she doesn't.
Do you reckon you'd have a fit if you didn't win?
Probably not.
Would you smash stuff, steal things?
I could, but I thought maybe I shouldn't.
You can steal stuff. It's quite easy to steal stuff from the Brits.
I could steal stuff because then, like, no one would know. But if I start smashing stuff, it might be a bit obvious.
You can do what you like, really.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
OK, if we ask you nicely, we have a fit. I'd like that a lot.
If we asked you nicely, would you have a fit?
If you asked me nicely?
Yes.
Proper tantrum.
Depends what I feel like.
Crying, wailing, screaming.
It's like a tantrum, crying, wailing.
I haven't won a Brit award. I haven't won a bleeding Brit. Give me a Brit.
I might do a little bit of an angry face.
Yeah, I do that.
Maybe.
What's your favourite Angel Delight flavour?
Strawberry.
Oh, OK, excellent. I would have gone
for Simon Cowell's butterscotch.
Yeah, I would have gone for butterscotch. Yeah. Butterscotch, you like that? Simon Cowell likes butterscotch.
Yeah.
Ask her who she's wearing.
Who are you wearing?
William Tempest.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Willie, yeah.
Really, yeah.
And Stella McCartney shoes.
The pink ones.
And Alexis Petard jewellery.
Lovely.
No, I've never heard of them.
I've not really heard of
them. How much does your outfit cost in total?
What's the total cost, head to toe, of your outfit? In euros.
No idea.
Roughly.
No idea.
Have you ever sniffed a badger?
Leona, have a lovely evening.
Oh, great!
Oh, and just one last thing before we go. Have you ever sniffed a badger?
Have I what?
Sniffed a badger.
No.
Thank you.
That's it. End the interview.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Loads of people on the red carpet now. Someone's just texted in going, oh, the giant Jenga's going well. Well, look, that's because we're speaking to loads of people on the red carpet and we can't take it out there. And the last time I spoke to somebody was in their dressing room. It was Lily Allen. I can't take it there. It'll fall down.
I could do it remotely for whoever's on the red carpet now. I'll just pull a piece out while they're talking.
All right, let's go back to Greg. Hiya.
Hello, I've got a brand new comedy double act. Do you want to meet them?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's Alexandra Burke and Florence Welsh.
Florence the Visionary. Yes, and I'm going to be singing with her. No, I'm joking. I'm really, really not. I wish. But I just met her and ran up to her. We ran up to each other. It's like magic.
Which is beautiful.
Is it magic for you, Florence?
Running around, yeah. Mm. We never got to say hello properly, so we just met. And it is magic. It's a magical evening. I'm dressed as a disco ball. And Alexandra's a present.
Yeah. Oh, really? You have a present? I could have
Florence,
got
your hair colour kind of matches Alexandra's dress.
There we go.
Nice, and a nice red.
We coordinated.
Yay.
Excellent. So you've braved the rain and you're now in the lovely brown carpeted arena.
Yes.
What are you expecting from tonight, both of you?
I'm expecting some show-stopping performances. Can't wait.
Show-stopping.
I want to have a drink. So, yeah, where's the champagne?
You'll get to that in a second, love. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Florence, so you must be looking forward to your performance with Dizzy.
I am. We rehearsed it today. Do you know what? I fell over in my dress in this fitting, and then I fell down the stairs in rehearsals. So, you know what? I reckon... Third time's a charm?
Yeah.
It's going to be fine?
It's going to be
fine. I think everything's going to be okay. Yeah, but look out for it, because if you see me do like a roll, you're just going to have to watch out for the like elegant stand-up.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. I hope not.
No.
And hopefully you'll have a lovely winning evening tonight.
Who knows? I don't know.
I know she will.
You think?
Oh, I know.
I don't know.
We've had lots of questions in from
Ever
listeners.
Ever licked a battery?
A couple of them I'll get to in a second. But before that, have you ever licked a battery, either of you?
Licked a battery? No, no intention to either. No.
That's dangerous.
Have you?
Shouldn't do
licked a battery, yeah. It makes a little spark on the end.
Yeah, never ever do that.
You shouldn't do that.
We could try that tonight with some...
No, don't try it. No, it's don't. Really bad.
We're at one of the after parties. Look, some batteries.
Yeah,
no.
Favourite member of N-Dubs.
Really weird question.
Who's your favourite member of N-Dubs, Lawrence?
I quite like... I think Dappy. I really like his voice. When he does that number one. I don't understand. I love that song. I really like...
Can you do a na-na-nai quickly?
Na-na-na, I don't understand how you're number one.
Tell her that's Tinchy Strider's bit.
That was Tinchy Strider's bit, but don't worry about it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but it was featured in N-Dubs.
Yeah.
Featuring
us. That's actually correct.
Wasn't him, though, was it?
One more. What was the last food you ate?
What was the last food you ate, Alexandra?
Oh, I had a Krispy Kreme donut today. While I was getting ready, it was yum. Mmm, lush.
Okay, one more as well. How big do you like it?
How big do you like it?
That's really rude.
The Krispy Kreme donut.
That's what I meant.
The normal average size that they sell in Krispy Kremes.
Is the right answer.
Although I only ate half, so yeah, it's a bit much for me.
All right, that's it.
Thank you very much, both. Have a lovely evening.
Cheers, babe. Cheers.
Oh, they make a lovely double act. That you can tell they've only just met. I quite like it. Bless. All right, Greg, I'll speak to you very soon. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is Radio 1 and we are backstage at the Brits 2010. Everybody has now been called to have their dinner. I can hear a man going, please take your... There he is. Please.
Please make your way to your seats as dinner is now being served.
There you are.
Dinner is now being served.
And what that means is that all pop stars ignore that and don't generally go to their seats for a while. The thing is, the red carpet is still happening. I can see Kylie been interviewed on my little monitor now. Shall we try and go to Greg and see what's happening? What's happening, Greg?
Hello, I'm on the red carpet, live, obviously, and JLS are back here. Hello, boys.
Hello, 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 hello. How's it going?
I'm really good. You're looking lovely in your suits and stuff. I mean, you've already had a chat with Scott today.
I like the suits. Very dapper. Very good.
You like it?
Yeah, yes, good, Greg. Indeed. I never noticed how tall you was, Greg.
Yeah, quite tall.
He's sitting down, so like he's like... At least there's someone taller than Marvin
here. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just glad I didn't wear grey, otherwise I'd have been the fifth member of JLS.
Yes. Farewell.
You've got the grey shoes.
Opportunities he missed. Wow. Do you know who that's from? That's from Danielle, I think.
Danielle.
From,
what's that? You've got lipstick on your face.
Yeah, I've started early, I guess.
Wow. What's the plan for you tonight then? Sitting with your fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know what? We're so excited to be here. Just done the red carpet, which is fantastic. And obviously, we're really excited about performing. We're going on second after Lee Allen. So we're just so hyped and still
got some
buzzing.
Questions. I've got some questions.
We'll be buzzing all night and into tomorrow morning.
If you were a bird, who would you poo on?
Now, I've got a question for you. If you were a bird, ask this to you, Aston. If you were a bird, who would you poo on?
Who would I poo on? Probably whoever just dragged us from outside, because we couldn't sign everyone's
name a celebrity
CDs and books that they just had. So whoever just dragged us outside, I'd poo on them.
Name a celebrity.
Name a celebrity.
That you would poo on if you
probably,
were a
probably say Steven Gerrard or Frank Lampard, because they're kind of, every time I play against them, obviously Arsenal wise, every time we play against them, they kind of scare me. So I'd like to poo on them.
Okay, excellent. Favourite member of N-Dubs?
What's your favourite member of N-Dubs?
Sorry?
Your favourite member of N-Dubs?
It's got to be Talusa, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
She's standing right next to you, actually.
Hello. We like, you know, we've got love for Dappy and Fazer, but come on, she's a chick.
She is a chick.
If a dog had to be thrown at your head, which one would you prefer?
If a dog had to be thrown at your head, which one would you prefer?
A dog had to be thrown at my head?
Yeah, if it had to.
What kind of breed would I prefer to be?
Yeah, yeah.
Be a Jack Russell.
Not a Shih Tzu?
No.
Okay.
Right, and now to end the interview, just get one of them to pull your finger.
Now, we'd just like to finish the interview right now, but the only way we are going to finish this interview is if you, one of you pulls my finger. That's been done.
Always gets a laugh. All right, that's the end.
Thank you.
Thanks, JLS. Right. The man is still going. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. What else has happened on the red carpet? You've got anyone else?
Thank you so much.
Greg?
He's no, too busy hobnobbing with JLS.
He is. He's like, oh, yeah. And I thought I heard someone in the background go, oh, there's Jerry Halliwell. So he's probably just talking to her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people coming through our doors today. I know that Kesha, who we just played, has arrived. We talked to her in a hotel room earlier. Then she got in her gold Trans Am. She's just arrived, so hopefully we'll have her here soon. And I'm going to go for a little wander around the dressing rooms at the moment. Now, Peter Andre's here. Hello.
How are you, Scott? I haven't seen you for years.
It's been a while. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm very well. Very, very well. It's mad here.
Yeah.
Absolute madness.
You must have been loads of times, though.
Well, this is the first time I've done any sort of role at the Brits, and you know, I've met quite a few great people today, but my big highlight was Dame Shirley Bassey. For me, I mean, that was legendary.
What did you say?
I said, hello, Dame. I mean, what am I going to say? And she was lovely. She was absolutely
lovely. Hello, darling.
Lovely. Yes, well, she did. Yes, she had that voice. I liked.
Now, this is going to be interesting. If you wait there a second.
Yes.
We should now be able to speak to Greg on the red carpet and Kylie.
Oh,
this is pretty
Kylie.
Cool.
Hello.
Hello there.
I am joined by Kylie Minogue.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really well. I'm obviously warmer than you are. You're shivering.
But you're a very good windshield.
Okay, just would you like to wear my jacket?
Yeah. People at home, I think this is a ploy. He's right by the first door, so all the shivering ladies have to come and cuddle up to stay warm.
That's it. And, well, it's lovely for you to be here. And have you had a nice sort of, a nice journey into the Brits? 2 minutes screaming and rainy and horrible.
I know. It's so sweet of all the people, all the fans to still be out there and yelling and screaming for everyone. It's, you know, we get to come in and escape the cold. And I'm really excited about the show, to see the different performances. And last year I was presenting the whole show, so it's a little more relaxing for me this year.
I say, this time last year, just cast your mind back, you must have been an absolute mess backstage, just kind of going, oh my God, what am I going to do?
I was, but I have to say that Matt Horn and James Corden, to have them as sidekicks really did, they were good buffers.
Ask Kylie if she'll lend you a fiver.
Would you lend me £5?
Why?
I've just got some stuff to buy before the show.
Anything I can help you with?
No, just like some,
just
some
the money
refreshments.
Would be fine.
Just the cash. If you got the cash, that'd be fine.
Because I'm all for the barter system. You think I have space for £5 in this frock? Please tell me, where do you think it would go?
Get ready.
I don't want to think.
No, I'm like the queen.
Have you not got an assistant that can give me £5?
I've got my manager.
Can you give me a
£5?
Can I have £5 from you?
£5?
Yeah.
What are we buying?
Just some food.
Stuff. Apparently, he needs some bits and bobs. What do you want? Some.
Just like some crisps. Some.
£5.
Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, lovely. I'm actually going to get £5 out of his wallet.
Amazing. You managed to
you
get
do
£5.
You do realise, for my manager to give you £5, how much money I have to make?
Change.
Oh, look, he's given me a tenner. Thank you very much. Do you want the change?
Yeah.
I've only got. Hang on, let's see what I've got.
Come on, son.
Would you like my. Oh, you've got a pass. Can I give you some change later?
You know what? we know where you are. We will track you down.
Okay. God. All right.
Now right. Spend it wisely.
I will spend it wisely. Let me go and buy you a drink. Let's go and buy a drink.
Greg?
I'll buy you a cagoule. You look a bit cold.
Greg, I always I always like to do this. If you can put your... Can you put the headphones on Kylie for a second?
Yeah, we can speak to Scott quickly.
I've got Peter Andre here.
Hello, cans are on.
Hello, Kylie, it's Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm good. I've got Peter Andre with me. I'd just like you to have a chat.
Kylie, you gorgeous little munchkin. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm hearing this Aussie accent, and it's really doing it for me. Are you okay?
I'm very well. I'm glad to be... I've just taken a step indoors, which is lovely, and very excited about the show, which no doubt is going to be starting awfully late.
Do you know all the performers tonight? Do you know who's performing?
I know Lily's opening the show, and then I think... Is Alicia Keys...
Yeah, Alicia Keys, Kasabian.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was a rumour or a definite.
She's there with Jay-Z tonight and Kasabian, Robbie. I mean, it's going to be a great night.
So. It's going to be great, and I'm so happy to be here just as an audience member tonight. So.
And I hope I get to see you and give you a nice little kiss on the cheek.
All right, will do.
Okay,
bye. Take care, have fun.
Bye. Oh, I love it. Bye. I love it when Australian people
Aussies.
Talk together. I love it. It's great.
What, when Australians talk to each other, like people in Australia every day?
I enjoy it. I
you
don't
go
know
in
why.
The street and go, hey, love, how you doing? Can I give you a kiss
on
the
going?
Chin?
Hey, how you going?
Hey, for it. I just enjoy it. Peter, thank you so much. Do you get, because you're working here tonight, right?
Yes.
So you're doing some backstage stuff for the TV?
Yes, I'm doing all the backstage at the Brits, which is on Friday night on ITV1, so that's going to be very exciting. Mm-hmm. And like I said to you, you know, it's great to see everybody and the humbleness of everyone. The atmosphere's great, everyone's relaxed, there's no stress, there's no egos. Okay, you're going to get the odd, but we haven't seen it yet. Mm. Not saying anything. Lady Gaga. I mean, I heard that it's a very good very good night, so yeah, I'm looking forward
not,
to it.
Not, you're not the first
not
person
the first to...
No,
that,
Serge
no.
said that as well.
Because you're working here, do you get... Because there's loads of free stuff backstage. Like, you can get a tan, you can get, like, a head massage, you can get, like, all your nails and your feet done. Do you get any of that?
Of course I do, yes.
Yeah, of course you do.
No, okay. Well, I have taken a bit of advantage, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And the food here is amazing.
What have you had? Because we haven't had anything yet.
Food-wise?
Yeah.
Well, it's all gone, really.
Oh, great.
Wow. I was promised a cheese board to be delivered.
A cheese board?
Yeah.
We like a bit of cheese. And
well, don't turn your nose up. I thought you'd be a cheese person.
No, I was actually very impressed with the way you went straight for the upper-class food. I was really impressed. I thought you were going to say burger, chips.
No.
Cheese board. I love it.
Okay, one more thing. We need to remember the Jenga.
Oh, yes. Do you want to have a quick go on our giant Jenga?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Of course I do.
You can take your microphone with you
if
you want.
And just pull out a piece, pull out a wooden stick, and remember, if it does go down, the tower goes down, then...
It's gone for the second layer.
You will be ridiculed forever.
Can I touch that one?
Go on, just because it's you. You can touch...
Oh, God.
Right.
We're taking pictures of this for anyone online.
He's just pulling it out and then pushing the other pieces back in. Is that allowed?
This is good. This is okay. Oh, well, okay. If you don't want me to, I won't.
Wiggle it.
But it's just
going to
take a bit longer. This looks rather provocative.
It does.
Well, okay. You might think so, Pete.
You've done that before.
Oh, because you didn't think that.
There you go. I've done it.
Yay! He survived the giant Jenga. Listen, have a great night, Peter. Thank you.
I'm going to go find your cheese board.
Oh, thank you.
Fabulous. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's Scott. I've decided to have a little walk around. We've come away from our shed, and I'm now in the kind of backstage bar where absolutely every star who is at the Brit Awards will pass by at some point during the evening to have a little beverage, whether that be a beer or some wine or just a peppermint tea. Also, this is where, if you're going to be watching the telly later, all the interviews will be. There's like, I said this earlier, it looks like a department store electrical lighting bit, because there's just like loads of different shapes and sizes of lights hanging from the ceiling. There's a huge white sofa where people will be interviewed a bit later on. Last year they had a kind of country and western theme to this bar. This year it's actually done out pretty much like my bedroom, only a little bit bigger. There's a kind of a big British flag behind the bar, and it's all reds, kind of moody reds and blacks. So it's good to see they've taken some inspiration from my actual room. I'm going to speak to the man that knows everything now. The man that works behind the bar. What's your name, please?
Ian.
Hi, Ian. Now, I saw you last year.
Scott.
And we had... that was a weird theme last year, wasn't it?
It was a weird theme last year.
There was, like, bales of hay everywhere.
It was like a Glastonbury festival tip.
Yeah, it was. But it's quite stylish this year. It's all very red and very black. You've got some skeletons.
Yes, that's because the Brits are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. And behind the skeletons, you'll see there's a Union Jack, which is commemorating the Britishness of the Brits.
Yeah.
And the skeletons are possibly two people that are here that first year. And we've affectionately named them Sam and Mick after the most celebrated presenters we've ever had at the Brits.
Yeah, this is the Brits, right, back in the day, a long time ago, where it was a bloke called Mick Fleetwood and Sam Fox. And it was like one of the first Brits that was televised, probably, wasn't it?
I believe it was the first Brits that was televised.
And it all went horribly wrong.
I don't think it went that wrong. I think the Brits have a special place in people's hearts because... things do happen, like Brandon Block, like, you know, like certain presenters. There's always something happens at the Brits.
Yeah. So if you can imagine, we've got like the big Union Jack, which is all lit up with, again, more light bulbs. Then, hanging from the ceiling, huge great light bulbs. The skeletons are in the middle, and then you've got like your whiskies and your gins and your... all your drinks and wine behind, just below the skeleton. So it's looking pretty good, your bar. Who have you had in so far, then?
Dizzy, JLS... Jay-Z's band's been in. Florence came. Florence, I've got to say, mad as a box of frogs.
Yeah, lucky.
Came skipping into the bar and then immediately skipped out into the kitchen.
Oh, okay. So pretty much everyone's been in.
Yes, no, apart from the big dog himself, Jay-Z.
I know, no one's seen him yet.
Well, I don't know if you've experienced any of the dressing rooms, but they're as lush as can be. Thick shag pile carpets, furniture that is priceless. And I think he's hanging in his own room with his family.
So he is actually here, but he's got such a nice room that he doesn't want to leave it.
Correct.
Nice. OK, and what's the drink of choice for people so far? Because we're quite early on in the evening.
Peppermint tea and Bloody Marys.
OK, who's had the peppermint tea?
Peppermint tea has been Robbie.
Yeah.
And Bloody Marys have been his band.
Oh, OK, cool. Nice. So, well, thanks for talking to us. Hasn't no one had any alcohol yet?
There has been plenty of alcohol flowing. But I think it's pre-show nerves. I think once they've actually done their spot, it'll all be changed.
Nice. All right, listen, good to see you again. I'll probably see you next year when it's another weird theme behind the bar. Thanks very much.
No problem.
So that was a little look in the bar. To everyone on the text, now, I don't have a Union Jack in my bedroom, but apart from the Union Jack bit, it is pretty much on my bedroom.
Did they have the leather sheets on the bed?
No, it's just the colours I'm talking about, really.
Oh, so it wasn't... Your bedroom's mostly leather, isn't it?
The colours and the lights is what I'm saying. It is what makes it that style.
Okay.
Back to Greg, who should be on the actual red carpet.
Hello.
I'm with Ellie Goulding.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm well. A bit wet, actually.
Excellent. You're a little bit late as well.
I'm really late. I don't know why. It wasn't like I took ages to get ready. It was just that we're in the car for about an hour. So I just waiting... So I don't know why I'm that late. Is everyone else on time?
Everyone else has gone in. You're like the last person here.
Joking. Oh, sorry.
But anyway, it's nice to see you. And I was saying on my show earlier that you're going to have kind of a brilliant night because you've already won the thing. You know that you've won this one, so you can just sit back and do nothing, just watch everyone else.
But now I have to worry about walking on stage in these shoes. Oh, my God. I'm going to fall over. I'm literally going to take them off. I think I'm just going to take them off and walk on stage barefoot.
Fair enough. I've got to ask some boring red carpet questions. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing Burberry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to it. I don't know what that means. But anyway.
Favourite cheese?
What's your favourite cheese?
I don't really like cheese.
Oh.
If I had to choose one, it would just be cheddar, because it's just, you know, just you can't go wrong, really.
What's the best biscuit? Best biscuit ever made.
What about your favourite biscuit? The best biscuit ever made?
I'd say probably, I don't know, just go for a chocolate digestive. Because you can't really go wrong with that unless you don't like chocolate.
Or digestives.
Yeah.
Beef or tofu.
Or maybe a bourbon, a chocolate bourbon.
Do you like tofu?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you need to borrow a tenner?
Right.
Do you need to borrow £10?
Depends. If I've got a cab home, then yeah. Then no. If I haven't, then I'll have to get a cab. And that probably cost about £10.
Okay, good.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, that's it.
Have a lovely evening, Ellie.
Wrap it up. You too.
See you soon.
Cool, bye.
Thanks, Greg.
I really hate you.
Sorry. It sounds great from this end, though.
Oh, I don't care.
Why?
No.
It's, don't, no, don't go yet.
No, I've had enough of you.
I know. It's quite stressful, but it's been amazing, so thank you.
No.
If you see any more people, then just holler. Look who it is. It's Kesha. Hi.
Hi, guys.
You finally got here. We've followed you in your whole journey from the hotel.
And touching.
Here you are. It was touching. It's beautiful. And you're right. Your hair is amazing today.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's really big.
What's all that on your eyes, please?
Glitter.
Okay.
And your coat is a kind of feather.
It's a thing. Giant feathery thing. I was kind of going for the
slightly,
sexy bird thing.
Yeah. Ostrich, I would have said.
Mm. Yeah.
So what? When you said the car was noisy, was the exhaust going or it didn't break down or anything?
No, I mean, when I drive mine at home, I'm always scared that every time I get in the car, it's going to break down. But it's like, rah! And then everyone was like, ooh, who's that? And then it's like,
it's
a
Keisha.
Car. It's Keisha.
Are you having the dinner? I mean, do you sit down for the dinner on a table or what?
I think so. I'm just following that guy around.
Okay. Do you know his name?
Is that Big Dave?
I never met that guy before.
Oh, okay.
He works at my label.
He's a new guy. Yeah, where's Big Dave, the minder?
Yeah, where is Big Dave? He's not protecting my bod very severely.
He's a bit, like, what
I
kind
don't
of,
think he's real.
What kind of bodyguard
he's
is
imaginary.
That?
Imaginary. He's
supposed to be. You made him up. Is he?
It's in my purse.
So, you're looking forward to seeing some of the performances tonight?
Yes, Florence and the Machine. I'm so excited. She's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just excited to see her rock out.
Do you, because is she big in America?
I don't know.
How do you know her?
Found out about her over here because I spend a lot of time over here because I love you guys.
Okay.
And I became obsessed a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What about Jay-Z?
Yes, check please.
Check please to
He's
that.
He's a babe. Is he performing with Beyonce or Alicia Keys?
Alicia Keys.
Ooh.
Would you rather Beyonce?
I want them both.
Okay.
Really, yeah. Secretly, but.
We saw the performance, the rehearsal performance earlier, and he wasn't there. And there's some guy who was probably like 45, who was just one of the cameramen, I think, who was standing in for Jay-Z, but he had all the moves.
That sounds awkward.
It was a little bit awkward, yeah. So who are you going to try and bump into and have a chat tonight, Kesha style?
I don't know who's here.
Robbie Williams?
Yeah, I'll take him.
Okay.
Does he have a beard?
No,
not at the moment.
No.
That's a
and
bummer.
Also, he's quite serious with his girlfriend.
Oh,
so,
well,
don't do anything about that. Who else would you like?
Who else is here?
Dizzy Rascal.
I heard we would get along quite famously.
I think really? You would, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I do think that.
Okay, I'll meet him too.
Okay.
Can I just say that diamond? You know, earlier you said you had a diamond jawed in your tooth. I imagined like a full-on whole tooth covered with diamond, but it's actually really
very
pretty.
Classy.
I thought it was quite kind of, you know, middle-aged man going.
You
through
You thought
a bit
the whole
of a...
tooth had been replaced?
Yeah,
by
I
a
did.
Diamond.
I thought it was like a proper diamond tooth, but I really like that.
I mean, with the car, you would think I would be going for middle-aged man, but no. In fact, I'm going
it's
for like
very pretty.
A piece of glitter stuck in my tooth.
I'm just looking down the list for possibles. Anyone from Kasabian?
Ooh, yes. I'll take all of them.
All of Kasabian.
Tom's washed his hair, so maybe he's making a special effort.
No, please don't go anywhere near Joe McElderry.
I don't even know who that is.
He won the X Factor.
He's got amazing teeth.
You would really scare
really
him.
Nice
you would really, really, really,
diamonds?
Really scare him. Don't go anywhere near.
Wait, who is he? I would scare him.
You would really scare him.
He's quite young and sweet and innocent.
Perfect prey.
Oh, God. Right, what are you having for dinner, please? Beef or tofu?
Tofu, I think.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a safer option.
Okay, real. All right, listen, thank you for letting us share your first ever Brit experience.
I'm excited.
Go and have some fun.
Later.
Give me an update. See you later. Bye. Kesha, I forgot, I'm so rubbish. Right, take that off.
Oh.
We need to play Jenga. Giant Jenga. We've got a massive Jenga in the studio, right?
Oh, I don't have to wear this?
No, you can take the microphone with you. Just leave the headphones.
Okay.
Okay, and just take a piece
Traveling?
Of... Take a piece of wood out of that Jenga tower.
Can it be on the top?
That's
just cheating.
You choose. Oh. And if it goes down, then you'll never live that down. You'll always be the person that... Spoilt the Jenga for everybody else at the Brits.
Oh my God, they're so big.
Oh God, it's swabbling. Swabbling. Robbie
it's
Williams
really
managed
big.
It fine. Don't. Just take your time.
Just
like.
Listen, I got it on lockdown.
Okay.
You, have you though?
Oh no!
Of all the people, no. I never thought it would be you that knocked it over.
I got on my toe.
At 10 to 7, 10 minutes before the show ends.
Listen.
You just ruined the Jenga for
half
everybody.
Half of it is still up.
Just
okay.
Kick that down as well,
just...
then.
All right, yeah. Just kick the rest. Right, thanks for your help.
Anytime.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now it's N-Dubs. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Now,
hello, my long-lost brother.
All right, how are you?
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good, actually.
Good.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. Now, Dappy was saying that he's never been on my show before, but he did Becky Cam.
Yeah, but he was wondering why you
Scott
didn't
Mills.
Want him on.
Do you not like us?
There's no actual reason for that at all.
Are you sure?
You can just blame the one that doesn't speak. He books all the guests.
Are you sure you don't like us?
Oh, you look at all the eyes turn to him and it was very uncomfortable.
He's that one in the suit jacket.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. Him there, yeah. Just got that.
We've got eyes
get
on
him.
You,
yeah.
We're watching
get
you,
him.
Mate.
No, we'd love to have you on any time. So, how's it going?
Amazing.
All right.
Absolutely amazing. We're just finishing off the tour production.
Yeah, we've got the book coming out on the 1st of April.
We've got the N-Dubs book, yeah, we're coming out. And, yeah, we've just done loads, really, last
What's
year.
What's the N-Dubs book?
Is it like
book?
An annual, or is it
like a little autobiography
story?
Of, like, when we started in N-Dubs at the age of, like, 11, yeah. up until now. It's about our home life, our music life, our
school
street
life,
our school life, our everything. Love life, everything. It's like a mini autobiography. In our time for as long as our time in N-Dubs basically
pretty much.
And last year we've done two platinum albums in a year, number one, number five,
three sold out tours.
We're doing one now coming up, hopefully going to America soon, and
Thursday
after all this time we're here talking to you beautiful people.
I love it. Do you like the Brits? Is this your first Brit, second Brit?
First Brit.
First Brit.
Is it?
First nomination.
Yeah. I tried to get in last year, man. They threw me out the back door. Like, literally, I tried to gate crash and they said, no, you're not allowed in.
They are quite strict.
Door, yeah, like. We don't care who you are, get out.
Yeah.
And now you're like, let me in.
Actually, step aside.
No, we're kind of upset.
Yeah,
we've tried and we worked a lot, really hard, and we're only for, like, best single. I thought, like, at least break the rectal breast.
Realistically, even though it's classed as N-Dubs, we all know that me and Fazer aren't actually on the single, so it's a bit of a cop out for the Brits to, you know, to kind of do that. But
never mind.
You started being real. Let's come on. We're all only saying what everyone else is thinking.
I mean,
hopefully we're just gonna have to keep fighting our way until they take notice.
Yeah.
They have to give us a proper nomination. But it's the industry that decides. The industry just obviously don't like us at the minute.
It's
all right.
It's the establishment.
I don't know. Don't believe in what the media says.
Do you know what it's gonna take? Sometimes it's gonna take for us to go to America, smash America, and then they're gonna turn around and say, "Oh my God, we created them. That's our band. That's N-Dubs. We love you." And then they'll say we're gonna come back, and then we'll get nominated.
We know you've
had
support for us. So.
Yeah.
Yes, but we love Radio One.
Radio, of course. Radio One, most of
they gave us
it's a pleasure
support.
To be here with all these amazing artists, and if we pick up an award tonight, it'll be a bonus.
If we're not
going to do the fake smiling thing, we're going to get really annoyed. Sleep
might flip a couple tables or two.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to properly cry and
sort
like
of get miserable sorrow in a bottle of champagne and then start attacking people. I'm kidding.
Look, N-Dubs are the crazy underdog band of this country, and we're blunt forward and real people, and you know, we're just here to have a good time.
We're here for the free drink.
Yeah. Who else have you seen tonight just kicking around?
Robbie Williams, kind of starstruck, actually.
You know, funny enough, you say Robbie Williams. I shook his hand, and he walked away, and my hand was still out afterwards. Like, I just froze. I just froze. Like,
standing
I shook his hand. And he
dribbling.
I'm still standing there. Dribbling. Like,
That's madness. What did he say when you shook his hand?
Lovely to meet you guys. Pleasure.
Yeah. I bet he doesn't even know who we are. He's just like, oh my God, who are those three little weird kids that keep looking at me?
Of course he does.
That's what he was thinking.
No, of course he does. Come on, we was all over the TVs last year, all over the radio stations.
Maybe he's got an annoying nephew that like plays our music in his eardrum when he's trying to relax on Christmas Day, something like that.
Little did he know that we could pick up an acoustic guitar and make him clap after we sing a song.
Most definitely.
Well, you're gonna have fun tonight, whatever happens, right?
Oh cool. Yes, cool. Definitely.
Cool. Thanks for dropping by a little shed to come and see us.
Thank you. Scott, have us back again, sir. Scott. Don't be a stranger.
We will.
Right,
good to see you. End up. Thank you. Have a good night. Yeah.
Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.